This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting live on the Liberty News Radio Network. Today is Saturday, January 28th, 2023. Walt, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good myself. I am winded because I was trying to do three things at once. Well, I'll talk about that offline. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anyways, as always, we want to welcome our special friends of the show that listen week in and week out. We want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. And we want to say a special hello to our favorite teacher, Ms. Crabtree, listening once again. I guess she has nothing going on, but she says she really likes the radio show, and she loves the sound of your voice, Walter. She's, like Jim Lynch says, she says, I have something in my mouth, but I'm not going to repeat it. But anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. And again, for a second week in a row, we have no names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. Now, let's get to brass tacks. Well, everybody wants to hear about what happened with the Memphis Police Department. Before we go about the what actually happened, let's look at the media blackout. What am I talking about? The media blackout from the Memphis Police Department. Last week, our buddy Jim Lancey was on the Political Cesspool talking about this incident in Memphis where five police officers savagely beat a motorist, resulted in his death. One thing that made my ears pick up was that the people were not traveling into Memphis as emotions were running high. Rumors were all over the place. But then all of a sudden, everybody thought Memphis is going to burn. But then all of a sudden, James Edwards said there was a certain calm going on. You know, things almost went back to normal. And it turns out that the five officers obviously were black. The motorists was black. So since you have black cops having a incident with a black motorist, that didn't end well. Memphis didn't burn. People are protesting. Right now, I have a live stream going, show in Times Square. The Socialist Party has these pre-made signs. They want to stop the war on Black America for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. You know, for the Socialist Party always has money for signs. But anyways, the media didn't talk about this as soon as it happened. Time and time again, how many times we've heard white cop, black citizen, black citizen dead, cop is at fault, it's racism. But we didn't hear that, and this happened at the beginning of the month. And anyways, the New York Post, the day I found out about this, reported about two white sheriff's deputies from Arkansas that was involved in a use of force incident with a white individual. That was it. Nothing from the New York Post, and they're usually on target. But like I've been saying since day one, the media will report on things that fits their narrative. White cop, black citizen, fatality, that's the narrative. Black cop, black citizen, fatality, that does not fit the narrative. Black cop, white citizen, fatality, that also does not feel the nerve, but you already know that. But if just for example, look at 2020 when George Floyd died. They released the it was already posted on social media, and America burned. Not just Minneapolis, not the big cities, but America burned. But now we have just a couple angry protesters in the big cities. That's it. Nobody's turned over a garbage can. And then right now they got some dumb white lady holding up a black fist on a piece of cardboard. But anyways, you have but now you have race hustling lawyer Benjamin Crump coming into the mix. Now Benjamin Crump makes a living off of certain dead black people. Now we're talking about dead black people murdered by other black people, only if they're cops, especially if they're white cops. But anyways. We all know this country would be a much better place if we had a more honest media. I'm saying don't hide the story. Run with the story. Run when you as soon as you found out about it. Well, what say you about this the media handling of Memphis so far?
Well, you know, I've read and watched this extensively, especially today in prep for a broadcast tonight. And it didn't fit their narrative, like you said. The George Floyd thing was always about, white cops did this, and we all know George Floyd, it wasn't all white cops, it was police doing a bad job. And here in Memphis, you have a half a dozen cops that are so out of control with ego that they just have no positive mindset on a person that they are beating the crap out of, and the next officer doesn't know why. He just knows that these two are beating them up, so I'm going to get my shot. And then these three are beating them up, so the fourth one comes in and is getting his shots in. There's no rhyme or reason for this. And I understand, things happen in the spur of the moment. But if a car stop ends up with the death of a person, any person, black, white, green, orange, purple, that doesn't matter. If it ends up in a death, there's a lot wrong. And people will say, there's a lot wrong with the system. No, it's not the system. It's the individual.
Right. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk more about this situation in Memphis. I have a number of questions I want to ask that the media is not asking. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Before our first commercial break, Walt, you were talking about the media, how they portray or actually report incidents involving people of color versus white people. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, like I was before the break, it's an individual thing on the police officer, you know. 95, a good large percentage of citizens will stop and sit in their car. But, you know, we don't know what happened. And it just seems that if a police officer tells you to do something without good cause, they expect you to do it because they said it. It didn't appear that, you know, the officers' lives were in any kind of danger of you know, being hurt in any way. So, I just don't get, you know, what the whole thing was. Like five of them?
Right, right. But,
you know,
but while
you're beating the hell out of the guy?
Right. That's my next point. I wanted to, talk about questions that nobody seems to bring up for this situation. First of all, the Memphis Police Department released body cam footage, but they only I don't know if it's the media's fault or Memphis PD's trying to cover up for what's going on, but they show the cops dragging Nichols out of the car. I mean, they had a body cam. Something was going on. There was a reason why Memphis police stopped Nichols's vehicle. Why they stopped the car? I mean, if they should have some probable cause, reasonable suspicion, a fishing expedition, something. But we don't know that, and that's not in the footage. Another thing is, I don't know if it's the media or Memphis Police Department that we haven't seen just the whole, like, I guess 66 minutes of footage. Now, ESPN gas bag Stephen A. Smith was on Fox News this morning and said he saw all 66 minutes. Do I believe him? Probably not, even though he does work for Disney ABC. But anyways, why was Nichols pulled out of that car just for reckless driving? It's a traffic stop. Did the police articulate that they thought they saw something in the car, or they said, "All right, we're just going to pull this joker out and beat the brakes off of him"? Another thing I noticed in the footage: why didn't the police immediately cuff Nichols? Well, you and I know if you take somebody out of a car and they are not free to leave, you want to put them in custody immediately. Immediately, and yet,
oh, absolutely.
And you don't want to say, "Hey, I want to put these cuffs on," so you don't bolt. You want to say, "Sir, for my safety and yours, I want to put these cuffs on you." You know, have some sort of control. And then, as the cops are fighting with Nichols, why did he run? Why didn't he just comply? Because if I'm doing something and they want to put me in jail for something, lock me up, bring me down and see the judge, see the magistrate, and I didn't do it, I put my hands out, go right ahead, please. And then just, get everybody's name and all the paperwork for a wonderful lawsuit. Now, if I did something like too many parking tickets, driving a suspended license, indecent exposure, and they take me in, guess what? I'm not gonna fight them, because you get more honey than you do with vinegar. I mean, well, how many times you bring somebody in, they were compliant, and got them a cup of coffee, and put them through the process, and maybe you got a piece of
most
right
of the time, But when you pull somebody over, it's been around for many, many decades. I'm Officer So-and-So. I work for the So-and-So Police Department. You were driving erratically. That's the reason for me stopping you, and I need to see your identification and your paperwork. You don't walk up to the car and tell the guy to get out, and he says, well, what for? And then you start yanking him out, And, we don't have – I don't want to make the liberal runs at this like they did with Kyle Rittenhouse, because I wasn't there and I don't have all the information. I'm just giving our listeners the for instance. You can't just walk up to a car and pull a guy out because he pissed you off. You can't do that. And if that's the case, then Mr. Nichols had every right to run away, because nobody told him why he was stopped, and he was being manhandled. Now who wants that to happen to them, to themselves or somebody they love? There's no reason for it. They gave him a horrible beating,
right,
because he was non-compliant, because he wouldn't listen to their commands. But you have to tell somebody what your reasonable, articulable suspicion is of what you may have done. And in this case, they said they pulled him over for, reckless driving. I'd like to see the video on a dash cam of his reckless driving. Did he change lanes without signaling? Did he make a right turn on red without fully stopping? It's so open that moving violation charge it doesn't have grounds to pull him out of the car. Even if they told him what he did, and if he's, gave him a good old Brooklyn fashion FU, you can't pull him out of the car. So, police are forgetting that the citizens have more rights in the street than they do, or they think they know. So, I could go all night on civil cases and civil rights and stuff like that. I'd go all night long on it. This is not going to be as sticky as the George Floyd thing was. These guys are going to plead out. These cops are going to have to plead out. There's no defense for this. And if they want to go back 30 years to the Rodney King and that thing, L.A. ain't going to let that happen again. L.A. ain't going to let that happen. All those white cops got off of beating the snot out of Rodney King.
Right.
Here we have a murder, and that's exactly what it is. It's not going to be a manslaughter. It's a murder, and they're all charged with second degree. So every one of them is going to prison. Every one.
No doubt
about that. There's no room for ratting. There's no room for, he did this and he did that. I didn't do that. No. If you're there and you're not complacent, you're what's the word I'm looking for, Scoop?
If you're complacent.
No, if you're there during a crime and there's a murder, everybody goes.
Oh, bystander. Accomplice.
I'm accomplice. Complicit? I don't know. I forget the word.
What is this, $25,000 pyramid? But anyways,
Here's another question.
These guys are all going to jail. And this, you know, thank goodness, you know, the cities weren't burned down and riots and that kind of ridiculousness that happened three years ago.
Well, we know why the cities weren't burned down, because the cops that did it were all black. Just like in Baltimore.
I mean, that's fine. I wouldn't want the cities to burn down either way. You know, because they're still recovering across the country from what happened three years ago. And most of the cops were in that thing were cops of color. In the George Young Floyd incident. But, you know, walking down the street, no justice, no peace. I have no idea what that means. Whoever came up with that saying should be slapped in the face twice. Justice will happen. And I don't know what this no peace means. It means they're going to start
what it means is that if they don't get the justice that they want, not like equal justice or fair justice, if they don't get the justice they want, then, things will go through storefront windows and things will catch on fire. Perfect example is the O.J. Simpson verdict. Police departments around the country were on standby. They're on high alert because if O.J. was convicted, they knew Los Angeles especially will burn. Look at, Rodney King. Those cops got off and they were found not guilty. They didn't get off. They were found not guilty. And Los Angeles and a number of other cities burned. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Memphis. Also, Conservative Incorporated. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Donald Trump was on the campaign trail Saturday, delivering the keynote address to Republicans at the party's annual meeting in Salem, New Hampshire.
Everyone in this room shares the one key mission. We're going to defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
Trump was also traveling to South Carolina for his first official 2024 event. Protests continue for a second evening after the release of the graphic video of the encounter with Memphis police that led to the death of a 29-year-old man. Five police officers involved in the traffic stop of Tyree Nichols have been fired and charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and other charges. Protesters were gathering for another march in Memphis, despite rain. The father of Nichols, Rodney Wells, told MSNBC it was important for Americans to watch the video.
For a individual to weigh 150 pounds and to be brutalized by five officers is unheard of, and we needed the public to see it so that they could make their own judgment.
Mostly peaceful demonstrations were held in many cities across the country on Friday. After many hours of debate, the Minnesota Senate passed legislation early Saturday guaranteeing the right to abortion, a bill pro-life Republicans have called the most extreme in the nation, Fox News reported. The Protect Reproductive Options Act passed the state Senate 34-33 after the GOP had tried to amend the bill 35 times. A major highway through southern Wisconsin is open again after an 85-vehicle pileup. Nearly two dozen people were injured in the chain reaction that the Wisconsin State Patrol says snow, ice, and whiteout conditions were factors in the initial crash. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood, there's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And this is 7-5 Radio live, red hot rolling, January 28th, 2023. We're still talking about Memphis. Well, here's the how this grab you. Back with the Rodney King incidents, LAPD arrived on the scene because a female California Highway Patrol officer could not control King and his associates in the car. And then after all hell broke loose and the cops were arrested, tried, and went to trial, that CHP officer testified against the four LAPD officers that assisted her in subduing King and his associates. But anyways, I digress. Another question I have, nobody's asking, is it's not really prevalent, but maybe help shed some light on this situation. What was Tyree Nichols' criminal record? Was he part of a the law-abiding citizen that everybody is projecting, or did he have a criminal past? Was he involved in something? We don't know. But even if he was like a drug kingpin from Medellin or Sinaloa, there's still no reason to do what they did. Anyways, another question I have, was this assault gang related? What am I talking about? There's rumors going around, or a news report going around, I got from James Edwards, that some of the members of this unit, the Cobra unit with Memphis PD, are members of the Vice Lord's criminal gang. Let me repeat that. Has been reported that there's a possibility that some of these officers involved with the death of Tyree Nichols, that they were members of the Vice Lord's gang, and that they have done beatings like this before to other people while members of the Memphis Police Department. But I'm sure people will be digging about that. And then finally, one other question I have. Why were two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies suspended after the fact that Nicholson was in custody, handcuffed, and conscious? The call for assistance came out of the radio, mutual aid. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies responded. And then just because they rolled up on the scene, the sheriff of Shelby County, Tennessee, decided to suspend these two deputies pending further investigation. Now, well, have you ever heard of a case something goes bad and officers, deputies responding after the situation is under control, they get suspended for marking on the scene?
Well, you know, no, I haven't. But, you know, I'm sure it's happened. It, you know, it could just be an administrative thing, you know, until they get this ironed out. And, you know, and then they'll go back to work. Could they have stopped it? Were they part of it? You know, we just don't have that kind of information yet. So, you know, it's going to be, like I said, these cops are going away. So they're probably the most hated people in America right now. And that's fine. It could be that just trying to get out in front of this so it doesn't look like the blue wall goes up and they start protecting each other and things like that. So we just never know until the findings of an internal investigation, and that's going to take, you know, like forever.
Right.
So, but you know, these five men were, you know, terminated from their positions. They all bailed out. They're all out, you know, doing whatever they think they got to do, like, you know, get a really good lawyer to make the best out of this horrible situation that they put themselves in. And like I said, they're going to do some heavy time, you know. You never know. Shelby County DA might put their foot down and say, hey, you know, enough of this. You know, we're going to make examples out of them. And, you know, sentence them all to 25 to life, you know, plus all the other little charges, you know, the official misconduct, you know, the all, you know, unauthorized use of weapons and stuff like that. So, they're going to get hammered pretty good. I'm surprised that the judge, you know, that they were granted bail, you know, so quickly.
Right.
You know, second degree murder. I don't. Do you know how much the bail was? Because I couldn't find it. I was trying to look.
No.
I guess, you know, they bailed out. They let him bail out, and well, we'll see in, you know, 9 to 12 months. You know, when there's a trial, or, you know, who knows? It might be over in 6 weeks. They might all take the first deal.
Right.
That they're offered, you know, they might offer them 15 to life, you know, who knows? So,
right, but these cops, you know, their faces are plastered all over the place. I mean, if you look at Darren Wilson from Ferguson, Missouri, he's still in hiding. He left the job. He left the job and mm-hmm. just remains in hiding. He doesn't. So these guys can't go anywhere, and I'm sure they had to put up a lot of collateral for the bail bondsman. So who knows? But you know, one thing that I really made me mad is that, you know, I've learned through the years, once you put the handcuffs on somebody, it's over. Now, unless Nichols, like, you know, murdered a whole slew of police officers, you know, we might, you know, might accept some street justice. But, you know, once the handcuffs are on, it means you won. That's. Yeah. That savage is going to jail, and you're going home.
If you know, and I saw this time and time and time again on the street, where person beat the crap out of somebody on the street, and a police officer would pull up on the scene and sees what's happening. And the perpetrator gets off of the victim and puts his hands in the wall, you know, in a motion that he's given up. Police officer can't come by and knock him on the back of the head with his knife. Stick will start kicking the crap out of him because the incident is over. All right. And in this case, there's going to be laws that are going to be brought up. Constitutional law, and I hope both sides, the police officers and civilians alike, learn more about their rights and the limitations that they have that rights do not give them, you know, just carte blanche. You know, a cop just can't walk up to you and ask you what your name is and what you, well, he can. But right, you don't have to answer them.
Right, mere inquiry.
Yeah, you don't have to answer them. You know, they can just walk away from you. And the officer says, hey, I'm talking to you. They don't have to talk to you as a police officer. They don't have to talk to you, you know. And, you know, you can walk away. And it irks many police officers that they're not given the respect. Now, again, they're just another human being with a job to do. And they have rules and policies and laws that they have to follow and abide by. And now I'm not knocking police. Believe me, I'm not. But when a police officer starts violating the rights of the person they're dealing with or trying to deal with, then it's a different story. You know, then it's a different story. You know, they have freedom of speech. They can tell a cop to go kick rocks. or they don't have to tell them nothing. Just stand there and look at the cop. Just stand there and look. All you got to do is say, I don't answer questions. And what does the cop do? He just asks you, why don't you answer questions? He asks him another question. See, so, you know, when it's over, it's over. And if you feel like you've been made a fool out of, well, the guy is just expressing his rights that he doesn't have to talk to you. So it's a shame that this happened. Young man, 29 years old, young child, and just a horrible thing to, you know.
Right.
To do.
Well, my thing is this. We've had, you know, L.A. 30 years ago. We've had St. George of fentanyl back in 2020. We've had that other situation where the police officer draws her firearm, shoots the kid out for a traffic stop. What are these cops thinking? But obviously they're not. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about Conservative Inc., how multimillionaires are fighting each other over millions of dollars. We're part of that fight, not really. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio will be back on the air. Take away, boys.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Last segment, I want to talk about Conservative Incorporated. We're going to talk about all these folks, radio talk show hosts, YouTubers, social media type people, earning millions of dollars by saying nothing much. Recently, Mark Dice, who's a YouTuber who I follow, who you should follow too, it's Mark Dice on YouTube, did a brilliant job making videos about what's going on with Conservative Inc., especially with Steven Crowder and Daily Wire. Daily Wire is a subscription-based service website that has people like Candace Owen, Ben Shapiro, of course, and a couple other people, and I'm not a part of it, and I don't want anything to do with Daily Wire. They're not my cup of tea. But anyways, Steven Crowder and the Daily Wire was talking about doing some content, which is with a deal worth over 50 $1 million over 4 years. And I was thinking, how much is the Daily Wire worth? How much money they get from ad revenue and subscriptions? Because trust me, folks, if you're listening to Ben Shapiro on a podcast or his radio show, every other paragraph is a commercial. But then my next question was, why would you subscribe to the Daily Wire? But anyways, Crowder and Daily Wire had a falling out. Crowder wanted $30 million per year, and the Daily Wire was not going to pay that. But anyways, Crowder got mad. He realized he just, did himself in. So he threatened to expose Conservative Incorporated. The problem is that Crowder is part of Conservative Incorporated. He's been on Fox News. He's been with Breitbart. He's been with Conservative Review Television / The Blaze TV. And then he tried to make the jump to Daily Wire. Crowder's just mad that the Daily Wire wouldn't pay him the $30 million per year. And anyways, don't look for Crowder to expose anyone, as he needs a gig to pay the bill. So he'd probably be going back to Blaze TV, Fox News, or some other corporate entity for so-called Conservative Incorporated. Now, Conservative Incorporated's only purpose is to keep the money rolling in, and, good for them, because I love capitalism. But as these people cash paychecks that we can only dream about, that we can retire on, they do absolutely nothing. They don't go to these political rallies. They don't risk their livelihood taking opinions or taking a stance on certain subjects that we do week in and week out. They say nothing about the border. All they say is, like, Democrats. Democrats keep the border open. Democrats run the cities. The cities are a toilet, and so on and so forth. But they don't do anything. They don't. I haven't heard them donate any money to anyone or anything. Michael Savage donated like $25,000-$50,000 when six Oakland, California police officers were killed in the line of duty. But these people, they got their money. They got their private homes. They got what they need. So they'll just say enough to keep suckers keep paying. Whereas this network, I could tell you that James Edwards has lost opportunity because he refuses to toe the line. He refuses to be part of Conservative Incorporated. I have told prospective syndicators, prospective employers, that I want to say what I want to say, and I'm not going to use foul language, and I'm not going to use slander, but I'm going to keep my ducks in a row, and I'm not going to toe the line. And of course, they say, "All right, thank you for your, thanks for your interest in this station." But one of the reasons why we do what we do is because we got kids, we got grandkids, we're trying to save this country. And you don't see Ben Shapiro facing angry Democrat or Republican protesters. You never see him marching with cops. You never even see him like helping cops. I mean, there's times personally I've helped officers as in the line of duty as I'm going about my business. I'm helping them put people in handcuffs. And one time I had my small kids with me, but they don't go to the school board meetings. They don't go to things like that. But we do this day in, day out because we are you. We have jobs. We have mortgages. We have car notes. We have kids. We have to deal with school boards. I mean, the list is endless. But then, and all we ask is that sponsor us. Or if you can't sponsor us, if you don't have a product or service because you work for a government entity, a hospital, whatever, tell somebody, hey, you got to listen to these guys on this Liberty News Radio Network. They are on point and off the chain. And trust me, we don't say anything just to be shocking and say, oh, did you hear what the Scoop and Walt said? No. Because, again, we do our research. We love this country. We're fighting for this country day in and day out because, again, we have kids. We have grandkids. We want them to prosper in this country. But everybody's trying to take that away. And not only is like Conservative Incorporated not doing anything, they're fighting against us. What say you about us going against everybody else in Conservative Incorporated?
You know, you were bringing up points before where, you know, Savage was donating. Savage was donating money, you know, for police officers, guns and such and things like that. And a lot of these public officials don't attend the functions that they should, you know, at least at some point, you know, go to a local town hall meeting or such. And they'll say, well, I got other things to do. I'm busy. You know, $10.5 million for that stupid statue in Boston. I said this before, that $10.5 million could have been used for something else. You know, something positive instead of having this big thing out on display. But no, I agree with you with you know, with everything that you were saying. So
right. And another thing is that, you know, they're killing this business. I understand they got to make money for, you know, to make money and keep the operation going, put food on the table. But it's gotten to a point where you take an hour of what they call drive time radio, and you have less than 40 minutes of actual programming. Now, the purpose of commercials, or the purpose of the personality entertainment between commercials, to have more people listen to the commercials. That's how they make money. But now it's gotten to a point where you'll be right in the middle of a big story about something that happened, or you met the president, or Jesus himself came down, and they say, well, those, have you ever experienced constipation? Well, over here at the Daily Wire, there's a new pill or whatever to get with to help you constipation. That's why I said a couple weeks ago, I said, listen to the, don't not only listen to the personalities, but listen to the people who sponsor those shows, and listen to the people who do not sponsor those shows. If you listen to mainstream terrestrial radio, you don't hear a lot of sponsors come on Liberty News Radio Network, because we're selective. I mean, you don't hear any Cars for Kids commercials, but you hear all this just flim flam, all this bunk, all this quackery on these commercials, and it's ridiculous. And then you got a guy like Mark Levin. He has a radio talk show, but his main source of income is selling books. If he has a God help the list, his listeners, if he has a new book coming out, say like, Mark is great, he'll be reading that book verbatim, telling everybody how he can get it. They get it at Costco or Amazon on the cheap. It's like, okay, you know, you wrote a book, good. But, you know, save this country and help somebody. Every May in Washington, D.C., they have the law enforcement memorial. Cops from all over the country come down. And I remember a couple years ago, Donald Trump went to the memorial ceremony and had the family police officer, detective Familia, come up. And, I mean, everybody was almost in tears. And Biden has done that. But you don't see these personalities from the big talkers come down to Washington, D.C., or go to Arlington Cemetery on Memorial Day. But, you know, they'll tell you about a cruise to Israel, a flight to Israel, or a trip to Israel or whatever. But anyways, well, any final thoughts before we call it a day?
No. We're cruising out of January. It's already February coming this week. So, you know, just, you know, it's coming in February.
Right. I mean, we got CPAC coming up in March. Hopefully I got my credentials, but I guess probably, well, hopefully we get the technology up. I can broadcast live from CPAC. But then again, I'll be using a flip phone. But before we go, special birthday to Shovel Stanton. Scoop's dad will be celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Okay. You know, hopefully as many birthdays to come, even though he's getting up there in years. And folks, if you have the opportunity, the chance to visit with the parent or grandparent, do it sooner than later. because, you know, it's only a matter of time before they get called home to the Lord. And same thing with your kids. Even though your kids are might be still in diapers, you know, spend time with your kids. Tell them you love them. And, you know, me and my ex-wife, we were having another blowout argument. You know what? If I do a reality show with just us arguing, it'd be the hottest thing since the Kardashians. But my ex-wife told me to leave the house that I'm paying for. And my daughter was outside, and I gave her a big hug, said I love you. But anyways, we made it. So for Walter Yerkew, this is Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.